Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Good morning. How are you, Aaron?
Look, just great. Straight up, I've got to ask this. I've always wanted to ask a director this in the Australian film industry. How on earth do you make it? How much hard work was it to get to where you are today?
Oh, yeah, well, I'd say it's a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice. I sort of compare it to, I suppose, being an athlete. You know, you've got to, you know, just buckle down and do the hard work. And there's lots of years of, you know, I think poverty.
Yes.
and where people, family and friends are like, why are you doing this, you know? But then because you just absolutely love doing it, that's what gets you through. And then eventually all your perseverance pays off.
Definitely there must be. And there must be a lot of knockbacks along the way. How many scripts do you think you've submitted that have been knocked back?
Well, actually, I haven't. The knockbacks mean, I mean, the Black Balloon, I suppose that's the one that I've been working on the most and has got up. Like, I have other projects and they haven't gone through that, you know, whole process of, you know, getting financed.
Mm.
But we first originally wrote the script for an initiative that SBS was running called Family Matters. And at the time, they loved the script, but they didn't want me to direct it. And, you
that's
know...
That's going to hurt a little bit.
That's got to sting, especially because they... one of the comments was they were, you know, wanted someone experienced enough to direct the autism, which I thought was a little weird, knowing my background. But anyway, but that rejection was the best thing that happened for the film because we then went on and, you know, got a development fund from the AFC, went through Aurora, and it's now a funded film with Tony Collette in it.
Yes, and a finished product, which is a great relief, I suppose.
Oh, exactly, and I think sometimes those things which look like they're horrible things that happen to you or knockbacks are actually things that are leading you into the right direction.
Give us a rundown of the story. What is The Black Balloon about?
Well, The Black Balloon's inspired from my own family. I have three brothers, but two of which have autism, and my dad was in the army, so we used to have to move around quite a bit with this, you know, slightly unusual family. So the film is about Thomas Mollison, who's a teenager, and he has a brother with autism, Charlie. His dad's in the army, and his mum's just about to have a baby, and they're moving into a new suburb, new school, and it's basically a dramedy about, you know, how do you fit in when really your family are nuts, really.
Straight as that. Is this a story you've always wanted to tell from a young age? It's something you thought, oh, when I get older, I must make this into a film or something.
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. Because when Rain Man came out in 1989, you know, it was fantastic to see a film that dealt with autism.
Mm.
And my other brother that suffers from autism is very much like the Dustin Hoffman character. But my brother Sean, who Charlie is based on in the film, I thought, now he's a really, really interesting character. He doesn't speak, he has ADD, and he was the bane of my existence growing up. He used to run down people, you know, down the street in his underpants and run into people's houses and use their toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're growing up, you know, that can be highly embarrassing, but it's also blackly funny.
It is, if you can see it in that way. Are your family seeing it in this way?
Yes, actually, my mum and dad, like mum, you know, bawled her eye. I mean, has been bawling her eyes out every time she sees it and finds it very surreal when she hears Toni Collette turn a phrase exactly as she would say it.
Yeah.
Dad officially now thinks he's funny because he's now heard audiences laugh at his jokes, and I think I've created a monster.
Yeah.
And my brother Sean, when he saw it, like, him and Luke hung out together when Luke was researching the character, so he thought, you know, Luke was hilarious and laughing at him when he's being naughty. But in some of the more confronting scenes, he got, you could see him being quite upset by it, which is really interesting because that's when the rest of the audience is being quite upset. So he must have been following the story to be moved like that.
In the process of making the film, I've always wondered, who has the most power, the director or the producer?
Well, Tristan Mile produced this film, and he also produced Strictly Ballroom and Looking for Alibrandi. So And I called him Gandalf. He's like my wise wizard. And okay. We were very much a team on this, meaning, you know what I mean? You let me do my thing, which is the sort of directing and, you know, getting that film in that way. And he supported me in every way possible. And, I mean, that was the most fantastic relationship. I suppose when you have a combative director-producer relationship, that's when it's like, it's my film. No, I'm the boss of you. And all that type of stuff.
So at the end of it, you've walked away saying, I'm creatively very happy with this film. This is what I wanted to say and exactly how I wanted to say it.
Yeah, exactly, which is fantastic. And we've just, come from Berlin Film Festival, where we just got the most amazing response from the audience, and also came away with the Crystal Bear for Best Feature Film. So, yeah, we're feeling pretty good, now. I think it's slowly sunk in what's happening, and just leading up to the film coming out in Australia.
The Black Balloon in cinemas March the 6th. Thank you very much, Alyssa.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.